Good morning and welcome everyone. Thanks for coming along. We're holding this press conference this morning to announce that Sue Bradford will be resigning as a member of the New Zealand Parliament as of October 30 this year. Sue has been a champion for the Green Party, speaking out for the Green social justice policy, and we have been extremely proud to have Sue as a member of our caucus for the last 10 years.
Kia ora everybody, and thanks very much Russell for those kind words, and thanks to so many of my parliamentary colleagues for being here. I wasn't expecting to see you on a Friday morning. It's lovely to have your support. It's been a really tough 4 months for me since the co-leadership election. I make no bones about that, and I totally accept the clear and democratic decision that our party made. But of course for me it was personally very disappointing. And I've spent the time since there really thinking quite deeply about my future and where my energies might be best put in this part of my life. And in the end, after a very long and difficult decision-making process, I decided that the best thing would be for me to make a clean break as an MP. I've always been absolutely passionate and committed to the job as a Member of Parliament and as an MP standing up for our Green kaupapa, which I still absolutely believe in. And so I am, while I'm leaving the Parliament, I am not leaving the Green Party, and I'm not leaving the kaupapa on which I work, and I'm fully intending to remain politically engaged, as I have been since the age of 15. So, while, I mean, it's deeply sad on one level, and I'm really sorry to be leaving because of the impact it will have on our leaders, on our caucus, on our party. The party has really begged me to stay, but there are times when one has to make a decision that's best for oneself, and I'm really looking forward to the challenges and opportunities of life outside here after 10 years of pretty hard work. I mean, I'm part of the party, and I'm not leaving over any issue of political direction or over any policy issue. I'm not doing a Marilyn Waring. She's been on my mind lately.
What would you be most proud of? Was it the Section 59?
It would be. Absolutely.
And then why?
Because it marked getting the amendment of Section 59 through Parliament in between 2005 and 2007 marked a huge shift in this country and how this Parliament sees children. That we actually removed the defence of reasonable force for the purpose of correction, that it allowed parents to legally assault their children up to that point. Saying no, we are not bowing down to the people who want the right to again legally hit their kids with implements. But of course I imagine I will be still active on this issue in some way. I'm very dedicated to keeping the law as it is and to the kaupapa of keeping our children free from violence. That's not going to change.
I think we can say that we are losing one of New Zealand's most effective MPs, that Sue Bradford has made an extraordinary contribution to the country as a whole. With her members' bills that she's had passed through, she's had one of the most incredible runs of clever, experienced negotiation around members' bills. So she's the writer of legislation that is now in place that supports young workers. And so many other issues that she's worked on. The Green Party is losing a very effective voice for our social policy, and we will miss that, and we will miss her because she has been such an important part of our caucus for 10 years now. But as Russell said, you know, parties change, people come and go, and Sue's made a decision that's right for her, and we respect that decision. Everyone's entitled to have a life, and there's certainly a life after this place.
I'm really open to opportunities and new challenges. I am looking at possibilities in the academic world. I'd love to give media work because, of course, I was a journalist once upon a time. Today, how many of you know that? So, you know, a column, radio show, anything like that. yourself out there. But also, of course, I'm a political and community activist, and so looking for where I'm looking for where the best place to put my energies is.
So what
do you miss most? Well, I miss my friends, actually. My friends in the Green caucus and our Green staff here. We have a tremendous group here at Parliament, and I've been with this group for 10 years. It's like a family. And if you see me about to cry, it's probably because of that. It's very hard to walk away from a family. But I'm not really walking away, but I'm walking away in terms of the intensity of it. and have been part of a group that's, you know, we've done amazing things, all of us, but, you know, I pay respect particularly to my colleagues from the generation of 1999, Sue and Jeanette and Keith and of course Rod and Nandor, who aren't here. That was an amazing time when we came in 99, and it's been an amazing journey. And we've done, all of us have done so many things, and some of you are going to go on and do a lot more. I don't know that I thought it was a terrible place when I first came, but it was certainly a very alien place and a very difficult place for me, coming from a community and activist background. It is the heart of our democracy, and I respect it, and I respect many MPs, current and former MPs, and the work that MPs do. I've learned a lot about the role of select committees, and that they're really the engine room of our democracy, and the fact, you know, that in this country anybody can make a submission to a select committee and have their voice heard. But I also know that it's just as important to have political activity and work for change happening outside Parliament to back and support those inside, and often lead that work, because we can be more radical outside. And make no bones about it, I'm still a radical, despite my 10 years here. There is often quite important to have strong radical activists championing social justice, environmental and other issues out there, as much as it is to MPs in here, and both roles are valid.
Is the Green Party actually in a weaker position at the moment because of the changes? I think that the Green Party has fresh faces and fresh energy, but we have the same kaupapa. Obviously we are losing some experience, there's no question about that, and that means we need to develop that experience and get some new people in here who've got a chance to get their feet under the table. So Dave Clendon will be in here in November. I think that when you look at the progress of green issues, particularly climate change, but not only climate change, which is both an environmental and a social justice issue, it is both, that we are at centre stage in a way that we probably more than ever. It's such a critical global issue, it's something we've championed and led on for many years. So, we are an enduring political party, and like all enduring political parties, personalities change over time.
More time swimming, fishing, reading, camping, being out in nature.
More fishing trips.
Yeah. I think I'm the only green fisherman in the caucus, actually. Yeah. Do a bit more fishing.